The government of Haiti's President Jean-Bertrand Aristide has been in office for a year. Since then, journalists increasingly have become the targets of political violence. One was killed in August, and others have fled the country following last month's failed coup. In several cases, enraged Aristide supporters have targeted reporters who they see as overly critical of their leader. Aristide has condemned the violence and intimidation against the press, but appears unable to control it. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Port-au-Prince.
Journalists in Haiti are on edge. In August, a reporter was chopped to death by a machete-wielding pro-Aristide mob in the country's south. The reporter allegedly belonged to an opposition party. Several other journalists have been intimidated and gone into hiding. 15 fled the country following the December 17th coup attempt. When heavily armed men stormed the National Palace, angry Aristide supporters quickly flooded the streets in protest. Guilherme Delva writes for Port-au-Prince's main daily newspaper and heads the Haitian Association of Journalists, which represents most of Haiti's 500 reporters. He says journalists known to have criticized Aristide were quickly singled out.
On that day, 17th of December, there are at least three journalists who have been forced to say long live Aristide by people with guns. Okay, and those people, they knew the journalists, they knew where to find them. So they had to leave the country.
Government officials unavailable for interview suggested off record that those reporters exaggerated their personal dangers to obtain difficult to come by exit visas. But 2 weeks ago, President Aristide himself, normally press shy, felt compelled to meet with local and foreign journalists to stress his support for freedom of expression. Journalists remain skeptical. Again, Guilherme Delva.
I want to believe the president, but still want to see in the facts that that will that he said he has, that we could see it in fact.
Aristide supporters speaking on radio talk shows have threatened to kill Delva, yet they haven't been arrested. Some here believe Aristide simply cannot control the myriad factions that claim to support him. Days ago, the Paris-based organization Reporters Without Borders condemned Aristide for not doing enough to protect journalists from violence and vendettas. Tellingly, during the group's press conference in a downtown Port-au-Prince hotel, an angry mob chanting "Long live Aristide" barged in, forcing the group's president to flee out a back door. At the popular Radio Haiti Inter news station in downtown Port-au-Prince, outspoken host Michelle Montas conducts her daily morning show despite the hostile atmosphere. A year and a half ago, her husband, Jean-Dominique, Haiti's most popular journalist, was gunned down in the station's parking lot. Radio Haiti Inter has been targeted so many times over the years that Montas keeps the spent shell casings in a ceramic bowl on her desk as both proof and reminder of the dangers.
Those were bullets fired at us from different military governments. That was during the failed elections of 1987. And we had some more bullets in 1988, in 1990. So we have had our share.
Montas has twice had to flee Haiti under threats from dictators and the military, which for nearly 200 years controlled this Caribbean nation. Those authoritarian regimes allowed little dissent in the media. Then in 1990, Aristide became Haiti's first democratically elected leader. Though deposed in a coup in 1991, he was returned by U.S. Marines in 1994. 1 year ago, he was reelected. Montas says since 1994, press freedom has actually expanded. She blames the current backlash against reporters in part on a society that has not grown used to open criticism.
It's dangerous territory. I mean, we have been into a democratic process not for very long. The journalists have taken the habit of just saying anything they wished, you know, and no problem. I mean, then suddenly the threats become more active. That journalists feel danger, that I understand.
Despite the danger, the attacks haven't quieted criticism of the government, but reporters remain cautious. The high-profile murder of Jean-Dominique remains unsolved. The presiding judge on the case has fled to Florida and is seeking asylum. He says he feared for his life in Haiti. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.